has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Since this is our Kodesh Tov event, except it's not the new month until tomorrow night. And because that's Shabbat, we're just going to be going through the process, and it's going to be a little bit different than even our little bit different formats that we do on Rosh Kodesh. So we will begin with connecting to the energy of certainty by utilizing the Sulam commentary from the Zohar, the sub-commentary from the Sulam on the Zohar, which comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We will say Elishem Yehud, and then we will study this verse. And when I say study, I mean read, because reading is studying. Elishem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu udhimu
leyakta Elishem Yehud hebo.
Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah. La Soktora mitzvah. Vaino Amadunai Elohino Alen Maseya Deno Kanane Alen Maseya Deno Kananehu. Pasuk 29 from Parasha Yitro. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandakud Shabarihu Kama Deaved Leila. Witata kola ihu. Yeshot fil vada dikshot. Belaid la mila bi alma. Divae barnash lidach ya ilaya. Minea ulan haga eya kalana. Beha kulhu o vada dikshot inun. We study one other verse from the Tanakh. We learned about this verse during the year 5774, which had the energy of peace in the Middle East. This one verse from the Tanakh is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamili Israel untati wishakam taka willow your gaz
has joined
willow your sifu vene avla la anoto ta asheberishona. This coming year, the year of Tashin. This coming year, as the energy of redemption. And people, the Jewish people, the world, the people of the world have been promised redemptions many, many years, over the years. But it's going to be this year, the rabbis tell us. But the Zohar tells us to be careful. When someone says they're the Mashiach, go to work. Live your life. This coming year is the year of redemption. And just like in the other promised years of redemption, it will only happen if the nation of Israel is ready for the redemption. It took a year for Moses to prepare the nation for the redemption. A year of 10 plagues. A redemption happened overnight. We left Egypt in one night, overnight. But the preparation took a year. When we go into the mikveh for the cleansing that the pure water gives us, we do a dunking, we go under the water, and we come out in an instant, totally cleansed, brand new. But the preparation for the mikveh takes time. It doesn't happen in an instant. The year of redemption, Tashin Pei Aleph, is one of those years where the redemption can happen, or provided we are preparing. One of the ways we prepare is by studying a verse that comes from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21. It's a verse that has a gematria of 781, connecting to the year Tafshin Pei Aleph. Wigam mehem ekach. La Kohanim La Levim Amar Hashem. And of them also will I take for the priests and for the Levites, says Hashem. The children of Israel are not complete without their spiritual leaders, the Levites and the priests. This promise, this prophecy from Isaiah that has the same gematria of 781 as the year, this is a hint to us. Prepare. If you're a child of Israel, prepare. I didn't say a Jewish person. I said a child of Israel. There are 10 lost tribes who are also going to be redeemed. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we do some certain meditations that various sages have recommended to us. One meditation we do from the first of Elul every day through Yom Kippur, and some people will do it longer. That meditation, that thought-provoking consciousness for today, which is the third day of creation, Everybody thinks Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. And there are others who say it's the first of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day of creation. But Rosh Hashanah is the sixth day of creation, the day that man was created. It's the anniversary, and that's why it's the day of judgment. As Hashem is saying, what did you do this past year that I should let you go on, that I should keep this world in existence? That's the day of judgment. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the sixth day of creation. Today is the third day of creation. What happened on the third day? Amazing things. Day one is unity. Yom Echad, not Yom Rishon, not the first day, but one day, day one. What happened on day two was the separation of the waters. The unity of love, which is Yom Echad, was separated between the higher waters and the lower waters, and the creation of the firmament. That's day two, separation. And what is the day three? Can you sit on a chair that has only one leg? No, you're going to fall over. Well, what if it's two legs? No, you're going to fall over. But a chair with three legs is support. The third day of creation is the reunification of those things that became separated back into a form of unity, the unity of the triangle, the unity of three. In reality, when you hurt another person, you are really hurting yourself. We all know this adage. We all speak this from time to time, but we live it. Think of one person you have hurt in your life. Someone you were in a romantic relationship with. Remember the pain that you inflicted. Feel that pain. In your mind and heart, ask the person to forgive you. If it is possible, and if it feels right, contact that person and apologize for hurting them. This entire process will remove major blockages from all of your current relationships. Don't believe me? Don't believe this sentence? Do it anyway and test it. Try it. It works. Today, contemplate compassion. Compassion is not a contradiction of justice. It is true that forgiveness is part of compassion, yet it does not mean to look the other way and ignore what someone has done to you. Compassion is being sensitive to the needs of the other person's soul. Compassion also means extending ourselves past our comfort zones out of the love for the other soul. Compassion can be cultivated. If you are a compassionate person, you can be more compassionate to more people. What does it mean for you? Please mute your phone by pressing star 6, and that will reduce the feedback that we're all hearing right now. Thank you. Compassion can be cultivated. If you are a compassionate person, you can be more compassionate to more people. What does it mean for you? I have muted everyone in the call to avoid that background noise that we just heard. So if you want to ask questions, and we would prefer if you ask questions, we prefer that you interrupt the flow of the class, the discussion, by asking questions. You will need to do so by pressing *6 on your phone, which will unmute your phone, and we will be able to hear your question. Compassion can be cultivated. If you are a compassionate person, you can be more compassionate to more people. What does it mean for you to go out of your comfort zone to be compassionate with or to another person? Record that answer. Find someone today to extend your compassion towards. Remember, compassion is not feeling sorry for someone, not putting that someone on a lower level than you are. It's not thinking that you're superior to that person and out of pity you're being kind, because pity is not kind. Compassion means you perceive the other person at the same level that you are, and you treat them the way you want to be treated by them, even if they're willing to treat you that way. You have heard about the breaking of the vessels as a concept of the process of creation. And you've heard of the fallen sparks that fell into the mud, into the klipot. This 9 verses. It comes from Genesis chapter 36. Verses 31 to 39. And it's described as, these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there was a king in Israel. And every day from the 18th of Elul, we study these verses, we read these verses. And these verses are essentially describing the name of a king and the city of that king. And describes that king died and there's a new king. Except for the last king who doesn't die. And his wife is named. And his city is named as the others are. But all of these code words from the Torah is describing the breaking of the vessels. And as we prepare ourselves for the new year, we're remembering our past. We're understanding the essence, the energy of the kings of Edom, who broke, collapsed, broke into sparks, fell into the klipot. Because all of us were part of that falling, the breaking of the vessels. We remember our past so that we can truly know and define and create the year ahead that we want it to be, a year of peace, a year of fulfillment of desires, a year of redemption. It's all part of our process of preparing for that redemption, so that we will be able, as a group, as a community of the world, be able to manifest it. 6 of Genesis, verse 31.
We ele hamlachim asher malchu ve'aretz edom lifnei melach melech livnei Yisrael vayimloch be'emdom ve'la ben be'or ve'shem iro din hava vayamat bala vayimloch kaftav yovav ben zerah mibatra vayamat yovav vayimloch kaftav husham me'eretz Atemani Vayamat Husham Vayim Loch Taktav Hadad Ben Bedad Hamake Et Midyan Bisde Moav Vashemi Roavit Vayamat Hadad Vayim Loch Taktav Samla mi masraika Vayamat Samla Vayim loch taktav Shaul merchovot anahar Vayamat Shaul Vayim loch taktav Baal kanan ben achbor Vayamat Baal Hanan ben Achbor Vayim lo Taktav Hadar Vishaim Iro Ahu Vishaim Ishto Mehetavel Bat Matred Bat Mezahav.
Meditation that we've been doing since Tu B'Av, the day of the unity of male and female, the day of love. What in this meditation is correcting our thinking, bringing our thoughts back into balance. We through the gematria as well as through the letters. The gematria is twenty-six, 39, and 32. All these four numbers add up to 130, which is the gematria of the word Sinai, as in Mount Sinai, as in the gift of the Torah. But 130 is the gematria of the word Sulam, which means ladder. And this gematria, which we say repeatedly five times for each of the five worlds, we are connecting to the gift of the Torah and to the step-by-step process, which we call life. Yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, yud, hey, yud, hey, wav, yud, hey, wav, hey, yud, which means which we will be studying from, can be found on the Hashem website under the unique astrological times link. That can be found underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom. When you see the link to the unique astrological times, click on that link. And when it opens up, scroll down to the area of Tishrei, which is the month of Rosh Hashanah. And you will see a link to the year 5781, and that's our handout for tonight. And our study there. But not right at the beginning, because right at the beginning are some links to previous years. Tishrei is an interesting year in that because it's Rosh Hashanah, I should say it's an interesting month. Because it's Rosh Hashanah, we don't have the opportunity to connect to Rosh Chodesh. Which, what is Rosh Chodesh, is the ability to control the astrological influences by performing certain rituals that our sages of the Kabbalah have explained and taught us. And we will be doing that tonight, but only in the context of preparing you to be able to do these rituals by yourselves on Rosh Hashanah on Saturday, day one, day Yom Echad of Tishrei. But I will also, as part of this process, we will begin to understand the astrological influences that every human being experiences during the month of Tishrei. Why do you need to know those astrological influences? After all, the horoscopes are bunk. Everybody knows that. It's just entertainment. Well, maybe the newspaper's horoscopes are entertainment. But the Torah is complete with astrological information. When we listen to various parashas over the weeks of the year, and we learn how the children of Israel marched in the desert, we're learning astrological influences. And those astrological influences have changed. There's now 13 signs of the zodiac. There's now 88 constellations in the skies, according to NASA on its website. So, through the Kabbalah, that there needs to be 89 signs. There needs to be 89 signs of the zodiac. Why 89? Because it's the gematria of the holiday of Hanukkah. And what is the holiday of Hanukkah? The holiday of lights, which is coming up in 85 days, or roughly 89 days. The holiday of Hanukkah is the revelation of the light of the first day of creation. The Organuz, it's referred to. The light that Hashem created on Yom Echad and then concealed until every human being becomes a righteous human being. That is the process of life. But 8 days a year, holiday that crosses over from one astrological month to another. The holiday has a gematria of 89, which is why we need to wait and put full redemption to manifest when that 89 astrological sign appears to the earth. And it will. So, a commentary from Melinda Ribner, this is a friend of mine. She's actually a study partner of mine. As an organization called Kabbalah of the Heart, and she has written her five books that I recommend if you haven't already read some of them. She sends this commentary out every month, and sometimes it's well worth becoming aware of, and that's what I decided today. On Friday, the September 18th, and Saturday, the 19th, and Sunday, the 20th, we welcome the upcoming month of Tishrei. We welcome the new year with the celebration of the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, commemorate the creation of human beings by the one divine being who has many names, but remains one and unique. All people are created by the divine being in Hashem's image and endowed with divine love, wisdom, and purpose. May we be open to the divine revelation of love, of peace, of unity that is at the heart of this holiday of Rosh Hashanah. The prayers of Rosh Hashanah are designed by the sages us to tap into the original divine vision and the purpose for creation. It allows us to connect to the organus in its concealed state. This world was created for love and to know Hashem. Not only Hashem, because that expresses doubts. And to whatever extent you have doubts, that's the part of Hashem you cannot connect to. But there is no doubt in Hashem. This is for suffering and divisiveness. When we align the divine will and its purpose, we receive great blessing. On Rosh Hashanah, we begin the process of drawing down these blessings for the coming year. Notice that it's a process. It starts on Rosh Hashanah. It completes Simchat Torah 22 days later. Oh, 22 days. Isn't that the number of letters in the alphabet? The focus of Rosh Hashanah is about extending our consciousness to the awareness of Hashem as King, as Melech. I do not mean a man on throne, but rather Melech refers to the unified divine order and the undying true reality. Life seems rampant to us, but that is not the truth according to the Jewish teachings. We may understand with our minds, but on Rosh Hashanah we may receive glimpses of the deeper truth and know that only Hashem has true existence. Only Hashem is real divine, and life is unfolding according to the divine wisdom embedded in the divine plan. With this kind of spiritual awakening, we are able to understand, accept, trust, and surrender to the divine will on a deeper level than we have. Each year, as we connect to Rosh Hashanah, we have the opportunity to connect to deeper levels of ourselves. May we be blessed to have a taste of God's oneness and experience ourselves as a part of Hashem, not separate and isolated, but intrinsically joyful, peaceful. The revelation of Hashem as the source of life, as King, helps us to let go of worry, fear, be peaceful and more fully present in the holy eternal moment of the now, of the moment. Hashem is creating life anew. May we tap into the revelation of this wherever we are. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah in the midst of everything that's taking place around us. Nothing will be the same for anyone. I am asking myself this question. The prospect of being alone for the holidays in Florida was a silly thing. I am reminding myself, Hashem is in charge. If it is His divine will, Florida, there must be goodness and spiritual growth that I can experience being here in Florida. I can sad, even harken about my predicament. I had planned to be in Israel for the holidays, and or I can view this holiday as a new spiritual opportunity. This is my choice. This is your choice. It does not really matter where we are physically, for Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is within us, and we are with Hashem. What is important is the openness of our heart and our hearts. I pray I will be able to keep my heart open, maintain my focus, be blessed with the special spiritual moment, divine revelation, unique to the Rosh Hashanah holiday. I am beginning to look forward to my prophet's special time with the true reality, the limitless light, the cosmic consciousness. Majestic one, unique one divine being with many names, many attributes, on the awesome holy day of Rosh Hashanah. I said the holy day of Rosh Hashanah, and everybody will tell you Saturday and Sunday is 2 days. That Rosh Hashanah is one long day. It's a unity. That day of creation. Creation man. Since that day, never separate. We are living in a world of great uncertainty. So strengthening our faith and connection to that which is evil. Everlasting is so important. Our world, when there's so much divisiveness, so much false information, so much confusion, the holiday of Rosh Hashanah is just what we need to remind us of what is real and true. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech. Hashem was King. Hashem is King. Hashem will be King forevermore. May we each be blessed with a joyful holiday and a happy and healthy new year. P.S. Every year I send out these Rosh Hashanah affirmations written about 30 years ago. I hope you enjoy them this year. I feel that they transmit the essence of the holiday. Affirmations are to be read softly, and also they are to be read out loud. I so much want to experience Hashem as King, because Hashem is the source of compassion, of love, of ecstasy, of wisdom, of beauty, and all is good. When I experience Hashem as king, negative things of Esther Harak, voice of doubt, fear, judgment, no domain in my consciousness, and the wonderful qualities of Hashem are active and supreme in my life. Who I am is more than enough. I do not judge myself. I relinquish self-criticism. Hashem is my judge. Hashem is kind. Hashem is compassionate. Hashem is loving. Hashem seeks my highest good. I am surrendering to Hashem. I do not experience myself as a victim, rather I experience myself as a part of it. I know that on some level, whether it is conscious or not, my soul has chosen the challenges I have experienced in my life, because these were ways for me to grow. Accept the lessons I have learned in life with love and gratitude, even though I may not understand with my mind the reason for the choices that I have made in my life. I am committed to learning, to living in this coming year. Tosh Shin Olive. I am committed to living authentically, to give voice to my dreams, my heart, and my soul. For I know that these all come from Hashem. In Hashem's will that I be free, that I be loving, that I be holy, that I be joyful, I be creative, that I be who I truly am. I trust that through divine grace, all will be revealed. I will be all who I am and all of who Hashem wants me to be. The created world is the creator of Israel. Yud-Heh is his name. He is the Hashem, the God of compassion. Hashem is my king, and I am Hashem's holy servant. Do not fear, and I do not hate, for God is my king. I know that my true and lasting happiness rests in doing Hashem's will. Through serving Hashem on the inside and serving Hashem on the outside of my being, I serve the whole of myself and the good of the universe. This Rosh Hashanah, I open to receive a new vision of my life and my service. I rejoice and trust the power of Hashem that flows through me will empower and guide me to do what I am to do, to meet the people who I need to meet, to express more fully who I am. I have faith that Hashem's kingdom will be established on this earth. There will be peace, a true peace, and this makes me very happy and peaceful. Please reread this paragraph, yet change the order of the phrase, my life and my service, to be my service, which creates the effect of a new vision for my life. My commentary for this year, 5781. The Talmud in Pirkei Avot brings the adage, a year that begins poor will become wealthy. With COVID-19, with the lockdown in Israel, social and physical distancing, this year of 5781 is beginning poor. It will become wealthy. The meaning of wealthy is not just money. It is spiritual wealth. In confirmation, I bring the following code as proof These four letters are found in the verse in Psalms 113, verse 7. The English translation of the verse: He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts up the needy from the refuse heap. The word refuse heap is ashpot. Aleph, shin, pei, taf. These are the four letters of the name of the year, taf, shin, pei, aleph. 5781 of Taf Shin Pei Aleph. May he raise us from the depths and quickly bring us to complete redemption. And may we all say Amen. And here is the Hebrew words. Miki mi ma fardal me ashpot yarim evyon. Ask, why is it necessary to permute the letters, to rearrange the letters of Ashpot, Aleph, Shin, Pei, Tav? Not in the right order. Why do we need to rearrange it? Why is it done this way? Hashem is able to do anything. The answer is that the time of the coming of Mashiach is always in potential. It is up to us to rearrange the letters of Ashpot in order to manifest the Mashiach during this year of Taf Shin Pei Aleph. This is the year of redemption, providing the nation of Israel is ready. There's a lot at the beginning of the revelation of Mashiach. There will be no change in the ways of the world except one. Israel will no longer be subject to the other nations. In my opinion, that will be the meaning of spiritual wealth. It's mentioned in the above adage. And let us all say Amen to this anticipated blessing. Amen. Since this month of Tishrei has the Keter, or the beginning of the year, we also suggest you read what the energy of the year involves and the other justifications for why it is the year of redemption. This energy is also in the month of Tishrei. There is a link you can read, but we're now going to address what is the essence of Tishrei. The month of Tishrei is the seventh month of the Hebrew year, not the first. There's a conflict. In the Talmud, it tells us that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, four heads of the year. There's a new year for trees. There's a new year for kings. There's a new year for and a new year for plant animals. Tishrei is the new year for mankind. The of the beginning of the year is in Nisan. The actual is in Tishrei, where the energy manifests in the creation of mankind. As it relates to the physical Sephirah of Malchut, which is the frame of the Shabbat. The seventh day is Shabbat. The seventh month is the manifestation of the creation of man. In Kabbalah Shabbat, we learn that it is called a gift. And we will see that the month of Tishrei is also a gift. If one looks at the spelling of the name of the month Tishrei, one realizes that Tishrei is spelled with the last three letters of the Hebrew alphabet, in reverse order, and then followed by the fourth letter, which is a yud. This shoresh, Tav Shin Resh, translates as to give a present. A yud at the end of a Hebrew word translates as my. Trey means my gift is a present. We will find that Tishrei is Hashem's gift to human beings. When we say the order of the Aleph Bet, the Kabbalah teaches us that we are putting our lives beseder, in order. And when we say that Aleph Bet in reverse, we are representing judgment as opposed to loving kindness. Both are necessary. We may not like the judgments because we've done the mistakes, the sins. But they're necessary. If we've done the sins, the judgment is necessary to cleanse us. If we've done the good things, the judgment is necessary to provide the effect of all that positivity. The period of time that is considered judgment, as the reverse order of the Aleph Bet represents. How is judgment considered a present to us? If one is righteous, then one is constantly receiving goodness as their judgment. The process of the days of awe, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, essentially builds a perfectly cleansed vessel of a tzaddik or a tzaddeket. It is only after the Sukkot holiday that we start to sully and dirty our vessel with negative actions. This is the gift of Hashem, a complete new vessel and another chance to complete our tikkun, our correction. To understand the month of Tishrei, one must understand that the first of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, is the day of the creation of Adam and Chava. Please remember that physical effects are never the cause. Therefore, the energy of the first of Tishrei is part of the cause for the creation of Adam. This is the energy of judgment, which is what we all will become, tzaddikim. The shoresh of tzaddikim is tzed, which means justice. To truly understand the essence of Tishrei, one must relate to the holidays of Tishrei. We don't have time tonight to establish all of those, but there are 22 days of them. But what is important for us to remember, once the Sunday is over, the second day or the long day of Rosh Hashanah, there will be 7 days prior to Yom Kippur. That means we have 1 week of 7 days. We will have a Monday, we will have a Sunday, we will have a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, a Shabbat. Every day of the week will be represented by those 7 days. They are the first of those days in this new year. Whatever actions we do on each of those days is what we are going to be manifesting in each of those days in the next 51 weeks. So what we do on Monday, which by the way is a daylight fast day, what we do on Monday is going to impact every Monday of the next year. what we do, what the actions we perform on Tuesday are going to impact every Tuesday of the next year. The same can be said for Wednesday, for Thursday, for Friday, for Shabbat, and for Sunday. It's normal order, but it is a week. Every action we do this coming week is going to impact the year. There are letters, and there is a permutation of Hashem's name. On Rosh Chodesh, our practice as a community is to take that permutation of the month and create a dance and song of joy. I ask you to rise as we say the Ana B'Koach, and on the fifth verse of the Ana B'Koach, it has a connection to the letters that created the month of Tishrei and the astrological sign of Mosnaim, which is the Hebrew word for scales. We'll discuss that momentarily. But those letters and the fifth verse of the Ana B'Koach on Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, if you perform that joyful song, you are taking control of the scales of Mosnaim, of the month of Tishrei and its astrological impact. We say the Ana B'Koach on our Rosh Chodesh. And providing we have time, because I am running a little late, and I apologize for going over time, but it's well worth this energy. It's well worth understanding this process. It's well worth doing this action Saturday morning and Sunday morning, because these are the Rosh Chodeshim, the days that you can control the astrological influences. We all know the adage that the Jewish people are not impacted by the astrological influences. What the rabbis don't tell you is that that is very true, but there's a second part to the teaching. Providing you are doing the mitzvot, providing you are doing things properly, as long as you follow the four steps, do the right thing in the right location, at the right time, with the right kavanah, you don't have astrological influences. But how many of us do every action in our lifetime with those four statements? The right action at the right place, at the right time, with the right intention. And never forget, the Zohar tells us the path to Gehinom, the path to hell, is paved with good intentions. Is why I will out of your comfort zone. Wahey, oh hey, wahey, oh hey, wahey, oh hey, wahey, oh hey. When you say the Anabakoa on Rosh Hashanah, the fifth verse, stand up and dance and sing this song. That's a song? With Hanok's voice that's so horrible? That's a song? That's a song. A song of letters. A song of joy. A song expressing your joy that Hashem has brought you to this place where He has taught you to do these actions. And it's the right time on the Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah. But what is your Kavanah? What is your intention? That's up to each individual soul. How do I know it's the right intention? You're making Hashem your king. That's the right intention. You're making Hashem your father. That's the right intention. The letter Pei and the letter Lamed. Constellation of Mosnaim. Mosnaim is translated as scales. It comes from the ear. Why does it come from the ear? Well, it took till the 1800s for people to realize that where do you keep balance in your body? In your ear, the inner ear. That's why it's named Mosnaim. That's why it's named scales. Because we are being weighed on the scale. Weighed, what actions did we do last year? Do we deserve, do we merit having the same energy that we received at the beginning of last year, at last year's Rosh Hashanah? Or do we merit more energy because we use that energy properly? We're on the scales of justice, judgment, and leniency. That's justice. We refer to it as sweetening the judgment. It taught us to blow the shofar. Our rabbis, in their infinite spiritual wisdom, have taught us, don't blow the shofar on Shabbat, because the temple was destroyed because of our actions. We need to blow the shofar so that the temple can be restored. We have the prophecies of how the temple will be restored. But it starts with the redemption. It starts with the ingathering. Or does it start with the resurrection of the dead? Or does the temple come first? Does Mashiach come first? The prophecies are clear. Every rabbi will tell you, he knows what the prophecies tell you. Read them for yourself. We're studying the Nach, it's called, the Nevi'im, the read them for yourself. Oh, but I don't understand it. It's really confusing. It says one thing, and then later on it says something else. And I don't really, it's crazy. It's under, how do I know what it says? Tell me, Rabbi, what does it say? And I am not a rabbi, but I am a teacher. And I will not tell you what it says, because my teacher taught me each soul has to find their own path. I will assist you to find that path. That's what I teach. But you have to do the work. And hints with hands. It begins with the Anabakoah, because Hashem created the world with that Anabakoah, with that 42-letter name. Two letters, Pei and Lamed. The Pei created the planet Venus, the planet of love. The Lamed created the sign of Mosnaim, the scales. But there's a very big secret in the pay. That's two big secrets, but they're really one. The letter pay is also a Hebrew word that means mouth. And when the scribe forms the letters in the Torah, on the Torah scroll, on the parchment, he forms the letter pay with a concealed bet inside. The bet, the letter bet, means of house, but it also is the first letter of the word Baruch, blessing. The letter is above the line, but the word Lamed means teacher. Teaching, education. These letters of creation, when we utilize them as part of that fifth verse of the Anabakoah, when we utilize them, we are learning to teach our mouths to speak blessings. That's the right kavanah. We're going to scroll down. Close to the end of this page, we have steps that came from Melinda Rittner, which came from her teacher, which was, excuse my memory, I forgot his first name, but it was Rabbi Carlbach. You're all familiar with who he is. You're all familiar with the that he has fostered in various places. My teacher knew him well. At least he told me he knew him well. They went to the yeshiva together. I'm looking for where I'm looking for, and I have found it. Scroll down to a location that says physical tools to adopt in Tishrei. These are strategies to utilize. Bless people even more than usual. We are recommended to say 100 blessings a day. And the observant Jew, the Orthodox Jew, says 100 blessings a day in his prayers. But if you're not an observant Jew, if you're not an Orthodox Jew, you can still say 100 blessings. When you smile at a person, that's a blessing. Did you know that that smile at this person that you passed in the street meant that there's someone on a bridge about to commit suicide, God forbid, chas v'shalom? The fact that you smiled at this person who's not on the bridge, and you're not on the bridge, But when you smiled and extended that blessing of the smile, that person gets off the bridge. He chooses not to destroy his life. How can I say that? Where's my proof? If you're not going to find it from me. But deep inside your soul, you know I'm telling you the truth. You don't feel like smiling to that person? Don't smile if you don't feel like it. But wish him a good day. Sir, I hope you are going to have a very special day. You didn't have to smile to say that. Ma'am, I hope you're safe today. You didn't have to smile to say that. But you're saying 100 blessings a day if you will only do it 100 times. And remember, the right action at the right place at the right time with the right kavanah, the right intention. I'm smiling at this person to provide them a blessing because I am teaching my mouth to bless. A smile? Is that one of the teachings? I'll let you answer that question. Add or increase truma, and especially tzedakah. And we've discussed in our basic class number 7 the difference between truma, which is tithing, and tzedakah, which is charity. And according to the children of Israel's rabbis over the centuries, they've equated the two. But they're not. They're very different. Tzedakah, charity, will save you from death. Truma will save you from losing your wealth. Truma is money that Hashem has given you. Time that Hashem has given you. In order for you to share with people who are less fortunate, that doesn't mean that they need your pity. They're less fortunate. As the adage goes, they're but for the sake of God, the lie. We are all in lack. We are all poor people. Just I may not lack what that person lacks. But that's the society that Hashem wants us to build, where we share with each other so no one is in lack. You read about Truma and Tzedakah in this point number 2 under practical tools. How do you implant it? How do you influence it? How do you manifest these tools? The directions are there if you want to read them. I will mention one thing that is very important. The more often that you give, the more often that you share, the more often that you reach into your pocket, you're connecting to the 4 steps of the right action at the right time in the right place with the right kavanah, the right intention. Each time you do that, you get some merit. You get merit, not some merit. You get the world. You get a universe. Just from a smile. because you saved the life of that person on the bridge. Send out New Year's notes. This bill is building a vessel of connection to the people you send them to. Did you send them to somebody in China that you've never met? Do it enough and they'll lock you up. We don't want you locked up. Send the notes out because they make people smile. They elevate people's happiness and joy. A little bit of effort. It's easy in today's world of emails and texts. It may be easy, but how many of us do it? Make sure you bless people with your mouth by wishing them a happy and a healthy new year. That they be inscribed in the book of life for a sweet, wonderful, joyful new year. How often can you say it? How many people can you find to say it to? Make sure you increase your studying during the, at least these next 7 days, those days that impact every day of the year. Increase your Zohar study, because a Zohar study is 1,000 times more powerful than the study of the Torah itself. How do I know that? Because the sages tell me so. There's a class that you can find on the Hashem website that explains that. How an hour of Zohar study on Shabbat is equivalent to 1,000 hours of Torah study on Shabbat. And the hour of Torah study on Shabbat is equivalent to 1,000 hours of Torah study on the mundane days, the weekdays. And an hour of Zohar study on the weekdays is equivalent to 1,000 hours of Torah study. What is the Torah study? It's the study of the 5 books of Moses. It's the study of the prophets. It's the study of the writings, the study of the Tanakh. It's the study of the Talmud. It's the study of the sages' writing. It's the study of Musar. There are so many things. There's Mishlei, the Proverbs. There's the Psalms. There's the various scrolls, the Megillah Esther, Megillah Ruth, the Book of Job, all of the books of the Bible. That's Torah study. The penultimate is the study of Zohar. And we are privileged to be in a generation that has that Zohar been revealed to us. Doesn't mean we understand it, but its energy is flowing through us. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Taf Tzadik. These 6 letters have a gematria of 506. 506 is the gematria of the phrase Ahavat Hinam. The translation, unconditional love. One of the 72 names of God that deals with memories. Not the traditional memory, but the memory of previous lifetimes, the memory of previous actions, the memory of previous kavanot that was not quite correct. that allows you to remember for what you need to do teshuvah. That is the unconditional love, or part of the unconditional love, that Hashem has gifted us with this first verse in the Ana B'Koa. Not Amchasag Venu Taharenu Nora Ufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra, which means to tear up, Satan, which is the force, the enemy force, or the testing force, the opponent force, Satan, who was created by Hashem to test us. We want to tear up Satan, break him into small pieces, so that the little pieces can be easily overcome. The letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan. Translation, small gates. And it reminds us the teachings of many of the sages, the Baal Shem Tov included. You have small gates in your head, your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. Seven gates, seven openings. And you need to guard your gates. You need to put policemen on your gates. You need to put judges standing behind those policemen so that you choose not to look at the horn. You choose not to hear the Lashon Hara. You choose to smell only sweet smells. You choose to only speak words of Torah and not Lashon Hara, evil speech, speech that denigrates other people, to make you feel better, to make you feel higher. Because you can't be any higher. You are the penultimate manifestation of God's love. You have to remember that. Those are the policemen, the guards that you put on your gates. The judges standing behind to help the policemen know you can let that in or no, you can't let that in. Magibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, have a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which translates as parnasah, or sustenance. But sustenance is not money only. Sustenance is not food, not shelter only. Sustenance is the fulfillment of every desire you have, or should I say, every positive desire you have. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body out of the body, to restore it, to rejuvenate it, to heal it, and then put it back in the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do, perfectly. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh Sadit Taf Gimel. These six letters connect you to the Sefirah of Netzach and its internal essence of eternity, eternal victory. Do you want to live forever? Do you want life eternally? What is your desire? What does Hashem want you to be? What is Hashem's desire for you to perform? How can you serve Netzach eternally? Berov tucha na'el adatecha Tet kufet tet nunayin. This sequence of letters connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness. What is the sequence of letters of the tetragrammaton of Hashem's name? Go back up on the scroll to see it. Remember it. Because it's time to dance. Wahey, oh, hey, are you dancing all around? Hey, Alamit, are you teaching your mouth to speak blessings? Wahey, oh, hey, 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 wahey, oh, hey. Yachid Geh Lamcha Pene Zochre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod, which is the spine in the body, the human body, the sexual organ in the human body. Yesod is creativity, creation, sexuality. Yesod is where children come from. But it takes three to make a child. It takes the male, the female, and it takes Hashem. The right action at the right place, at the right time, with the right kavanah. Shavatenu kabel, ushmatziyakatenu, yodea ta'alumot, shinkufav, sadiyotav. The first two letters, shin and kuf, have a gematria of 400. That's the four worlds with 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 400 is completion. 400 is perfection. What do we learn from this? Because we have four other letters from that sequence. Guess what? The gematria of those four letters? The same as the first verse, 506. And it connects us to, again, to unconditional love. Creation started with unconditional love, and it will return to unconditional love. What we learn is the path to completion and the path to perfection is to inject unconditional love in each step of our life's journey, our life's process. And we say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper because we are grounding the energy. We've drawn a significant amount of energy, and we may not have the vessel for that energy yet. So we say, didn't fit in our vessel. It's still hanging around that would create chaos in our lives. Is grounded by that statement. We say it in a whisper so that the energy becomes grounded. Our class is complete. You know what to expect for the next month, the balance month, the scales, the judgment. You know what to expect for the next year, the year of redemption that we all are working for and towards. Does anyone have any questions? And I will unmute you so that you don't have to unmute yourselves, unless you did so earlier. Does anybody have any questions?
60% of the rest of the world.
They
show them 20% throughout, Monday through.
Yeah, obviously somebody is talking about 20%. If you have no questions, I wish you all a Lashana Tova, a sweet
Lashana
year.
Tova.
A year filled with peace, and may you all be written and sealed in the Book of Life for the year that you wish it to be. Because Rosh Hashanah is that moment that you begin to plan your year. And we will complete that action through the teachings of the Kabbalah during Yom Kippur. And then we will manifest it. The holiday of Sukkot, by sharing the energy with the other nations. And then there are other actions and holidays, Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. L'shana Tova to all. Kol Tov to all.
Toda.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shana Tova. Good night.
Shana Tova. I forgot to remind you all that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, 8 a.m. Mountain time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Eastern time, we will be doing a sleep pose. And after that, we will be removing the vows. L'shana Tova, Ikatevu.